Hello, this is episode 312, and in this episode, I'm continuing my conversation with Caroline about her insights into her homeowner experience of building and renovating and what makes the difference in a successful project. Now, if you haven't listened to the previous episode and the first part of my conversation with Caroline, I'd encourage you to head back to episode 311 and do that now. You can have a listen to it or you can download the free transcript at www.undercoverarchitect.com/311. That's 311. In that episode, I introduced you to Caroline, who has actually spent the past few years as a member inside our Home Method community as she navigated her Brisbane renovation. And she shared her insights, her experience, her story about her personal project and what she did in order to feel confident and informed for her renovation and enjoy the process overall. I also shared in that episode that since June 2023, Caroline has actually been on Team UA. She has been here as our Community Support and Member Success Coordinator. Now, that's a mouthful of a job title, but what it means is that Caroline works very closely with me and our team to specifically help our members have an amazing experience inside Home Method and to also ensure that we continue to iterate and improve the learning experience. So it's the leading online program to navigate your renovation or new build project. Now, in this episode, Caroline shares her insights now that she's on the other side, the inside of Home Method, supporting our members to have success in their own projects. And it's really awesome to hear her thoughts on what she really sees benefits homeowners as they learn what they need to know and to be able to access support along their project journey. I think if you're about to embark on your renovation or new build, this is going to be super helpful information for you. We also discussed some really exciting things that are coming up on the podcast. It's a project that we've been working on for some time now. It was one that I was super nervous about as well. So Caroline and I chat about that, and I'm really looking forward to sharing information with you about all of that. Now, remember, if you'd like to grab a full transcript of this episode, plus information on the resources we discussed, you can find all of that by heading to www.undercoverarchitect.com/312. That's the numbers 312. We are going to jump straight into the conversation after these messages. So now let's dive in. I begin by acknowledging the traditional owners of country throughout Australia, and I recognise the continuing connection to lands, waters, skies, and communities. I pay my respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures and to elders both past and present. If we haven't met before, I'm Amelia Lee, the architect behind Undercover Architect. Based in northern New South Wales, Australia, I'm a wife, mum, and architect, and I've been working in the architectural industry since 1993. I founded Undercover Architect in mid-2014, and since then, it has operated online to help and teach homeowners like you how to get it right when designing, building, or renovating your home. Undercover Architect supports hundreds of thousands of homeowners across the world through their project journeys via this podcast, the website, and our online courses and programs, including my flagship online program, Home Method. Consider Undercover Architect your secret ally. Whoever you're working with and whatever your dreams, your location, or your budget, it's here to support and guide you on this ambitious journey of yours. Grab access to my free online workshop, Your Project Plan, and learn super helpful information to save time, money, and stress in your reno or new build. You can find it at www.undercoverarchitect.com/projectplan. That's projectplan. Now, let's get into the episode. I want to dive now into obviously the other side of things because you've become a member of Undercover Architect's team. You came on board as our Community Support and Member Success Coordinator, and it has been so amazing bringing, like when I advertised that position, I had some ideas about the skill sets and those kinds of things. I had secretly hoped that somebody from within the community would apply for the role. And when I saw you apply for the role, and then we worked obviously through all the interview process, we had lots of applicants for that role and did lots of interviews. And it was clear you were going to be a really good fit in terms of being able to do such a great job of this role. And then you've come in and just hit the ground running in terms of what you've been able to do to improve the member experience. And all of these projects that I've had on the back burner and not had the time to or the capacity to implement, we've been able to really get into the membership over the past while that you've been on board. And so I think what's really lovely is because you have been them, you've been a Home Method member, you've gone through a renovation project. You have, I of course have done my own renovations, but I did them as an architect. So it was a very different experience for me. I can understand the personal kind of challenge of it. Like, making decisions for yourself is always trickier than making decisions for a client. You can obviously be a lot more objective when you're making decisions for a client as an architect than you can on your own project. But at the same time, I'm always operating from a different place of core knowledge and foundational information and access to obviously industry information and those kinds of things compared to what homeowners are doing. And so I think to have you as in that role with your unique insights, can I just get you to share why you actually wanted, you know, why you applied for this role in the first place? And then also what it's been like for you actually being on this side of the community and seeing, you know, what surprised you? What have you enjoyed the most? You know, what's it been like in terms of making that shift from having been a member who used this information to navigate their own project to now supporting other members navigate their projects in this way?
So I think the reason I applied is because I love what Undercover Architect can do for members. I love the content. I think it's really interesting. But I think it goes back to that testimonial that I gave and what I shared at the end of my project is that I actually think that this is the experience that people should be having. So how can we get, you know, for me, it made such a huge difference. And that's what I want for other people. So I think that's why I applied for the job, is that I just think people should have the same experience that I had. I love being in the community. I was in the community as a member. I never really left the Home Method community, even post-renovation. We were still in there. And that's also what I really love, is that people are still in there. So you're actually getting a really broad stretch of kind of knowledge and information from people that are at the beginning and at the end. But yeah, I think it was the values alignment for me. I love the teaching inside Home Method. I love the mentoring. And I suppose I wanted to be a part of that. It was great. And I think that support component of the role really appealed to me as well, like being able to actually connect people back to the information in Home Method. So having that understanding of kind of where people are at in their project and what, you know, what information they might need, and having kind of been through Home Method and being across kind of what's in the podcast and knowing the content, like connecting people back into content. And I think giving them confidence to go off and kind of dig through that information and apply it to their own project as well. But yeah, I think just building the community and engaging people, I think with each other as well, because that's one of the things that I really liked, was having that supportive community around. So I think that's what really excites me, is getting people back to content, but also kind of growing that community so that people are able to kind of bounce off each other, because I think it's super important.
Yeah. And has there been anything that surprised you being on this side of it in terms of what you've seen?
I think how much work happens behind the scenes really surprised me. That it's not just, yeah, there's a lot of commitment and dedication and a lot of work behind the scenes. And I don't think I quite anticipated, you know, the extent and the breadth of that. But that's, you know, super exciting. Loving getting involved in parts of Home Method.
What I love is we've obviously introduced the Friday Wins and the Monday Momentums to the community. So that's been something that you've just been amazing at making happen with the rest of our team, in terms of having people celebrate their wins. We're very big on the fact that it, you know, a project is a marathon, not a sprint. And to be able to celebrate those wins along the way really does help you maintain momentum and motivation to be able to keep going on your project, and to be able to see people bringing their wins, whether they're tiny little things that they've, you know, basically been able to review a fee proposal that week, or big things where they've reached a particular stage on construction, or we've had a few members completing their projects recently and moving in. You know, it's been so exciting to see that. I know you you always make the effort of replying to everybody with their Friday wins. Is that something that you've been really loving, seeing people share?
I love it. Yeah, there's lots of cheering at my desk when I see the wins come in. It's super exciting. I love that. And I also really love when people are, I think one of the things, time goes really quickly in your projects. And so I think when people are getting really clear on what it is they need to achieve that week, because I think it is, that's, it's a big time commitment, but you also need to know where you're best to spend your time. And I think when people are really planning that out and posting that in there and having that accountability within the group, coming back and going, yes, I've done that, or I still need to get that done, I think that's super important for kind of keeping your momentum in your project.
Yeah, and those Monday momentum posts are really good, aren't they? Because you can see people going, okay, well, I'm going to get this done this week. And other members then going, oh, actually, that makes a lot of sense. I should have a crack at that too. And just, you know, we've got, obviously, we've got a very large Home Method Facebook community, and we've got a larger Home Method membership group, because not everybody chooses to be on Facebook, but they can obviously still all interact in the Q&A sessions and get access to that support and that information as well. But we've got obviously a core group of people within the Facebook community who are very active and are sharing their progress and those kinds of things. And I love thinking of all the people who don't share, watching all of that going on and going, oh, actually, okay, that's what I need to do this week, and I'm going to do that, that kind of stuff as well.
And it's lovely just seeing that little new name pop up and you think, yes, great, this is awesome. I'm loving seeing your project in here. Or, you know, they might have a slightly bigger win that they've held off and then they're posting that, and that's super exciting. But yeah, it's a great group to be in, I think.
Yeah. And it's been, I've really noticed since you've arrived how much more we're getting to know members and how much more we're getting to see of their projects. You've really been able to provide it. Like when I was looking for this role, I just wanted somebody who was going to help me love the members and love the Undercover Architect community generally. And you do such a beautiful job of that in terms of showing them where they can find extra support and help, cheering them on, and then also, you know, making suggestions and things like that. So it's been really lovely, because I've definitely seen how members have responded to that love and that generosity with which you're operating and interacting more and seeking more help and support from each other as well. And just to see the knowledge sharing that's going on in that group and in the Q&A sessions and things like that. I mean, we had a Q&A session yesterday. I think it went for 2 hours, didn't it? There was 40 odd questions in here. So it was a doozy of a Q&A. And just such a wide breadth of questions. Like, is that was obviously something you were aware of, but being on this side of it and seeing kind of the range at which people are thinking about their projects, is that something that sort of is, you know, really registering with you?
Yeah, definitely. I think the breadth of projects, how people, like what they're diving into. So some people are, you know, different construction methods or different budgets too, as well, different constraints on sites. Like, there's a whole breadth of things that people are navigating, but there's lots of commonality in the group, I think, in terms of the support. There's usually always, you know, someone that's got a similar project that, you know, can really help other members out, so and support them as well. So yeah, I think there's a huge amount of variety within the Home Method group, and I think that makes for a really lovely community, because you are getting lots of information. And I think one of the other things for me is the Home Method group really understands the content and how that then impacts on the decision, on the information they feed back to you in those groups as well, because you are, you know, singing from the same hymn sheet, I suppose. So, you know, people are understanding the thoughts around, oh, no sink in the island. Oh, okay. So it's those kind of things where people can bring that information back, and other members pointing people to different resources that are helpful for them outside of the group as well. So yeah, there's a huge amount of projects and project types and skill sets. There's people that have done multiple renovations before that are inside Home Method that are still finding Home Method super valuable, and newer people as well that have never renovated like I was.
Yeah, it's so much fun, isn't it? It's just yeah, I absolutely love it. Now, what do you wish people knew, or what do you wish they did differently when they were making their future home a reality? Now that you've seen both sides of it, obviously from going through it yourself and then from being inside the community and seeing what people are navigating, what do you wish people knew?
Start getting educated early, I think would be my big thing. If things move really quickly, or they can move quite quickly, or you can be the one that's actually slowing them down. So I think getting educated early, I think diving into the content, if you've got access, dive in there and get in and start working your way methodically through the steps as well, I think would be really another thing. But I think just generally people getting educated early, taking on board feedback that comes back from your professionals, and if you have the ability to use that PAC process, I think that's a really, that really is helpful for your projects, or navigating some form of PAC if you can't find a team that is using PAC.
Yeah, I think that what I've seen is that, and I think, Zane and Louise, who we're speaking to on the podcast in an upcoming episode, shared that they were very aware that they wanted to start getting educated early because they knew that once they made the call to choose to work with an architect or designer and then a builder, if they were doing the PAC process, that then kind of things would be on and they would be needing to make decisions in a particular way on a particular timeline, and they were a bit nervous about being in the best position possible to do that. And I think this is the challenge, is that a lot of people feel like their first step is that they just need to find the designer or the builder that they're going to work with, and then they're trying to learn the information as they go, and they may be learning the information just based on what the builder or the architect and designer is sort of feeding back to them and asking them questions about, and going, well, actually, I don't have an answer to that, and maybe I should find out what my answer to that could be or should be based on research that I might do. Or they get themselves into a position where they're having to make decisions under a lot of pressure because it's holding everybody up to take that next step. And as you say, then things get delayed and costs keep going up and all of those kinds of things start to come into play. And so I've been loving seeing how members are making that decision to join Home Method quite early so that they can obviously get all their ducks in a row to then make the process of once they start working with their team start much more smoothly. And then of course we still do have people who join Home Method who are already in design, so they might have reached like a challenging point with their design where it's just not doing what they thought it was going to do, or they've had it priced and it's way beyond their budget and they know they have to reassess everything and they're figuring out, okay, if I'm going to have to go backwards a little bit, maybe I need to get more information to figure out what I'm going to change. And then right through, we've still had people who join when they're just about to start construction and they've just figured that the investment of getting that help, support, and preparation for construction is going to be worth it. So as an insurance policy to make sure that construction doesn't go pear-shaped when it's the point at which they're going to be shelling out a lot of money and the result that they're creating is going to be something permanent that they have to live with. So they don't have a lot of appetite for design change, but they've got appetite obviously to make sure that they're construction is going to go as smoothly as possible, that they're at least going to know that they're getting what they're paying for and know how to have conversations with the builder and walk on site and have a look around and have that place to come back to ask questions if they see something that doesn't seem right. They've got somewhere to come and ask the question to sanity check that. So it is really interesting to see that variety right throughout the program and to see obviously how differently people learn the information as well. Have you noticed that too? Just the different ways that people digest the information that's inside Home Method and the different ways that they kind of navigate their learning experience.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting because there's lots of people that really dive right in. So there's lots of people that are really getting their head around lots of nitty-gritty detail and diving right into the content and extending on that as well. And other people who are using methodically working through the steps, using the checklist, kind of ticking things off as they go. And some people, might be diving in kind of a few steps in, they're a little bit further down the track. And then they'll go back and they'll check what they've done. Or they might just ask some questions just to clarify, I'm here. I've done these things. Does that seem okay? Am I at the right point now? Yeah, there's lots of variety, I think, in how people learn. And we're not here to tell you, you have to do anything in a certain way either. But I think the steps are laid out really well for people to work their way through. And then how much you dive in, how much you, it might depend on your team or your project as well as to what information you're applying.
Yeah, and that's the thing, isn't it? I think I was always when I know when I built Home Method, and obviously it's a an online program I've been teaching since late 2014. So I've learned a lot about how people learn over that time. I've always been the kind of person who needed to learn by basically writing something out as I was digesting the information. If I just heard it, it wasn't enough for me. I needed to sort of write notes. And but other people I've seen can watch a video and they need to see the video version in order to digest it. Other people need to have something printed out in front of them and be able to highlight it as they go through. Other people can be listening on the go, like out on a walk or on their commute, and that's how they digest the information. So we've, you know, built the course content obviously to be able to be delivered in lots of different modalities so that people can digest it in the way that they learn. And, you know, I've loved obviously having you on board. You've been able to dive in and see how people are interacting with the content in the back end of our platform, see what people are resonating with, be able to ask the members for their feedback in what's working. We obviously just, we've been making a few changes to the course platform lately based on that feedback that you have been getting. And we're looking at other ways that we can really improve that ability for people to interact with the content in the way that they need to. And so, yeah, it's been really awesome to have you on board, being able to do all of that and having your, I just love that you have that insight of having been somebody who's been through this quite recently to be able to help homeowners. Okay, so we switch it around because I know you've got some questions for me. So do you want to dive in and have a chat to me about some of the things that we've obviously got planned and coming up for the podcast so that we can have a chat about those and share that with the Undercover Architect community?
Well, I'm really curious as a podcast listener, what's in store for the podcast? Because I think there's some exciting stuff coming up. So can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I love it. I love it that you're asking like you don't know. And
do you think I haven't actually listened to all of them. So I am curious. I'm very curious. I do know yeah, there's a little bit of organizing, but I haven't actually heard the story. So I am excited to hear.
Yeah. So I've had people suggest to me to speak to members on the podcast previously, and for a range of reasons I've been a bit nervous about it, and we can dive a bit more into that in a minute after we sort of talk about what's coming up. But I think that it was when I was at the Australian Institute of Architects conference in October, and Kevin MacLeod was zoomed in. He was on a screen on stage as part of a panel. It was that hilarious thing that we now do post-COVID where you've got real people sitting beside screens of people. And Kevin was talking about grand designs and about people generally and communication of architecture and design and those kinds of things. And I remember sending you a message on Slack at the time saying, hey, what do you reckon if we did like a grand designs, but an audio version, but we actually showed what it's like to enjoy your project or to do a project well, or to do a project that's not like riddled with drama and, you know, all of the normal problems that you see happen on grand designs. And you slacked me back and said, yeah, that sounds like a great idea, and started reaching out to our members. And so I've been, obviously, over the past couple of months, I've been doing a raft of interviews with some of our Home Method members. So some of them are in the middle of their projects, some of them are at the beginning of their projects, some of them are at they've moved into their finished homes. And so what's coming up on the podcast is going to be a range of these kinds of conversations of chatting with members of Home Method about their projects, about the things that they have learned, about what they were navigating, about what was challenging for them. And what I really love is that there's quite a range of project types and people and family situations that are being responded to in terms of the home. And it being an opportunity for us to have a conversation about what's it meant for them personally to be able to navigate this, and why did they seek out being educated and informed for their project journey to navigate it? Because everybody has different reasons for why they seek out to be educated, and they also have different reasons or different things that they're seeking from the education as well. So, and for some people, yeah, it's really interesting to see how it plays out in the way then they're having kind of they're navigating their project. And I've just actually, because, you know, what we're doing is also virtual, and, you know, we're often just seeing a face, a name and a profile image in a Facebook group, and we're seeing their onboarding forms when they join and learning a bit more about them through that sort of process. It's sort of like breadcrumbs, you know, through the duration of their membership. So what I've really loved is, like, you know, particularly the members that have finished their projects, who I've seen them for the last several years, you know, some of them they joined Home Method like 3-4 years ago. that I'm getting to kind of actually have a conversation with them sitting in their finished home on Zoom about what their project was like and actually getting to see their face and hear their voice, having had them kind of inside our inner circle for such a long time. So I'm really looking forward to these conversations. And I think that it's going to be really helpful for people, obviously, to hear, because anytime you do a custom project, it is going to be different. You know, we can obviously teach you the steps. I know from having done this hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of times across so many different project types that every project follows the same steps. It doesn't matter where you're located in the world. And that's the steps that are inside home method, the teachable kind of steps and the modules that we share there. And yet then how an individual chooses to apply those steps, who they work with, what their project is about, what they're seeking to do, their site, that then means the expression of those steps can change and be quite varied in its application. And so, and the way that people then show up to their projects can also vary as well, and their level of involvement that they want and how they want to be collaborating in their project. And so I'm really loving having these conversations. I can't wait to bring them to the podcast and be sharing these incredible homeowners and their projects with the wider Undercover Architect community. I think it's going to be super exciting.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I think, yeah, it's going to be super exciting for homeowners to be listening to as well. Just, I think seeing projects, for me, that was really helpful to see a project move along when I was in home method. So I think to bring them to the podcast is super exciting because there'll be a lot more detail. So that's really exciting, bringing them to life. And so you said you're a little bit nervous about sharing these stories. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Look, I know that one of the concerns that I had when I first thought about doing this, and like I said, I've had people suggest this to me in the past. Dwayne even suggested it to me maybe about 12 months ago. And my concern has always been that it's like at the end of the day, all of our members are adults. You know, this isn't a class. Even in a classroom of kids, you can't get them to do everything that you want them to do exactly how you want them to do it. I'm a parent. I know I can't get my kids to do things how I would like them to do them every day. But you do invest, you obviously invest a lot of effort and energy and time and money in creating these learning resources, and you spend a lot of time crafting them to be what they are. And so then you want people to use them to their full kind of benefit and full potential in their projects to have that great experience. And at the same time, people are individual and unique and they do things their own way. And that may mean that they don't always necessarily get the 100% ideal outcome. And so I know, you know, and I'm a total perfectionist. So I know that I was nervous about, I'm a perfectionist and a control freak. So I was nervous about bringing people onto the podcast who potentially hadn't, you know, hadn't used home method to its fullness, or that something had happened along their project and things hadn't gone perfectly for them. And what I came to realize in a lot of personal work on myself is that what we do inside Undercover Architect is, and particularly inside home method, is all I have to do is remember the emails that I receive from people who are outside of the community and have had the most horrific project experience where literally they've lost tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in the process of making their project happen. What we're doing here is not about incremental improvement. It's actually about dramatic improvement. And what I'm nervous about is the 10-15%, you know, movement within that massive improvement. And I think too that what's also really interesting is the members that sort of share, oh, look, I hit this challenge and I realized that I didn't do X, Y, and Z, or this is what I learned from it. And so it's this self-awareness that is so present, I think, in our community. It's this this interrogation that they naturally have because of the way that we teach them to actually investigate how do they want to live in their future home? What kind of journey do they want to have in their project? How do they want to relate to their team members? How do they want to collaborate? We help prepare them for that mindset shift. But, you know, if you've had mindset coaching, you know, not everybody takes it, you know, embraces it in a different way. And so much about your renovation or building project is your mindset, in that it's kind of this unspoken elephant in the room that needs to really be growing and supported in order for you to show up in those confronting conversations, or when you're having big conversations about money and managing your money mindset, or what another thing I've noticed is people just really struggle. They sabotage themselves because they don't feel like they're deserving or worthy of having a beautifully finished home and a project experience that's enjoyable. They're used to things being hard and challenging, and then things not living up to their expectations. And so, you know, all of that comes into play. And what I decided to do when I sent you that Slack message and when we started talking about this was, I just want to show that there is another, like, we are surrounded on reality TV by these, like, fueled kind of like working to the buzzer of renovating in 24 hours, or these, you know, episodes of like Grand Designs where people they bite off far more than they can chew, but they still manage to have funded this project that, you know, was three times its budget and all of this kind of stuff. And I'm like, this is not how the ordinary person builds or renovates a home. And how the ordinary person builds or renovates a home doesn't make good television. It's why we don't get to see it. But I know that there's so many homeowners out there who are hungry to see inside those kinds of projects. And I want to also obviously help people understand that it's that thing of, you are going to come up, because it's a custom project, you're going to come up against unique challenges, hiccups, and hurdles. What are you doing to get yourself in the best position possible to handle them? And this is what I see Home Method members doing, because of the education, because of the support. Those hiccups and hurdles still happen. My perfectionist spirit wanted them to not happen to them and them to just have, you know, smooth ride through everything. The reality is that those things still happen. What I see happen for those homeowners, because they've educated themselves, is they then have the tools, the knowledge, the resources, the support, the community to know how to take the next best steps. And so those hiccups and hurdles that can often unravel, derail projects, cost ridiculous amounts of extra money or time, cause sleepless nights, a whole heap of stress and drama, or have new, very long lasting and permanent impacts on their livelihood and their lifestyle, don't, because they have done things differently to navigate those next steps. And so, yeah, it's obviously been a lot of surrender from my part to get myself into the position. And I think too, since you came on board and particularly since we rebuilt Home Method, I think it was the end of 2021, and we amalgamated the two online courses of How to Get It Right and Manage Your Build, and then completely rebuilt the program. We've really improved the community experience. We've really improved the teaching experience. We're continuing to improve it and continuing to obviously enhance how people learn and how we can support them. And so I have seen that the experience that people have as a result has changed over that time as well. So, and I'm finding too, because I'm now being a lot more explicit about the conversations around mindset and around those things, I feel like we're also drawing a lot more aligned people to the undercover architect community, where, you know, we're having a lot more explicit conversations about sustainability, about designing smaller and smarter. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't come into Undercover Architects and into Home Method and still, like, we're not going to shame you for wanting to build a larger home or anything like that. What I love is that we're just seeing people question, what do I actually need? What is right for me? And then they're not just doing what the status quo sort of feeds up to them. And so it's that cocktail of stuff that made me nervous. And really, at the end of the day, it was just because of my perfectionism and control freak ways.
Well, I think the listeners will appreciate that kind of beautifully boring approach to renovation and building, because I think what we do see is lots of drama, lots of conflict, and it doesn't need to be like that, does it? And I think, you know, I think you're right about next best steps. Things will happen on your journey. What's the next best step? You know, rather than being kind of really reactive, okay, take a breath. What are we going to do next? So yeah, it'd be lovely to have some real stories from real people about their journey.
I think too, and I know that you've noticed this as well, like, we have a lot of members who really, and I mean, I totally understand this, who want to maintain their privacy in their project journey. And this is the thing, like, when you're spending a lot of cash, it's your own home, it's in a particular location, people do want to preserve their privacy in that. And we're very respectful of that inside the Home Method community as well. We work very hard to enable people to have that privacy. If they want to, they can join the Facebook group via a different profile name. You know, there's all sorts of things. We keep obviously addresses confidential. All of that kind of stuff is very much the case. And so I know I was nervous about how much would people want to speak about and how much would people want to share. And would that still be useful for listeners? And would I be able to do it in a way that didn't compromise that member's need for maintaining privacy. And I know you and I spoke about this, and we've obviously found members that are very happy to share. There's some members that, you know, are super excited to share because they see their house almost like a test case for this is what you can do when you've got these goals. I've been able to do it and I want to show you how I do it. Like, we've got a couple of members who've got their homes in the Sustainable House Day as exhibition homes, which is really fantastic. So I know when you and I were chatting about my nerves, you were very good at coaching me through, hey, Amelia.
We all want to know this. Get over it, Amelia. Come on.
Get out of your own way.
I think it is so important. You don't find the reality in other places. Really, it's you know, it's beautiful fixtures and finishes, but it's not the nitty-gritty of how projects work. And I think, you know, diving down into that and getting some realistic projects that actually kind of get over the line where, you know, there's not half a building still under construction in grand designs or some...
They're living,
you know,
in a caravan in the middle of winter, right. An English winter.
Yeah, that's exactly right, isn't
Somebody's
it?
Pregnant with their second child.
Yeah, it is super exciting, I think. So what are you most excited, or what are you hoping that listeners will take away from hearing these stories?
I think it is that we've always been big about keeping it real at Undercover Architect. So I am hoping that that definitely comes through, that there's then a conversation and stories out there where homeowners get that real insight into what a real project looks like. I'm also really excited that these members are stepping up to share their stories and in the process helping educate and improve the industry overall. I've always been a big believer that the homeowner is the key to improving this industry. When a homeowner is educated to know to demand better from the industry, then that's what can then obviously move the needle in the industry. They can find the right people to work with who deliver better, and that's how we can elevate the performance of the industry overall. And so I love the idea that more people will get an insight. And I think too, you know, I can talk about these things until the cows come home. But I think hearing it from an individual who has come through it, is going through it, you know, or has navigated the whole way through it as an individual, there, I know that there will be information in there that will land with homeowners and hopefully change their own project journeys that they may not hear when I say. And so it's that thing of helping, really, this is just about helping homeowners, you know, get a better understanding of what they need to know to navigate their projects well. And I think too, you know, Home Method is an investment as a program. I think homeowners can be understandably nervous about buying an online program and thinking whether or not it's going to help them on their project journey. They can be nervous about thinking about how do I, you know, is buying something that's going to teach me a step-by-step process, how's that going to apply to my individual unique home, my unique situation in my unique location? And so I think to getting an insight from hearing members of Home Method talk about how they've used the program in their projects can give them a better understanding of whether or not Home Method's going to be the right fit for them if they've been kind of considering whether or not to make that choice for support and education in their projects as well. So, and I, you know, one of the approaches that we're taking with these podcast conversations as well is that we did want to do that kind of grand designs approach where we get to check in on the project along the way. And so we've had some Home Method members say, yep, we're happy to do that. And so we've got a couple that are obviously, they're already in construction. So we've been able to have conversations about their design. Then we'll have conversations about the construction phase, and then we'll be able to have conversations with them in their finished home and see what their learnings were along the way. And also you'll be able to hear me have conversations with them about specific things that they might be navigating at that time that they need a bit of help and support on. And then we've had other members who are right at the very beginning of their project. And so that's almost the opportunity for me to have like almost like a mentoring conversation with them, like I would if I was their architect, of saying, okay, have you thought about this? You know, Louise and Zane are a perfect example. They're at the very beginning of their project. And so me being able to sort of give them some insights and share with them, okay, based on what you're saying and on the resources in Home Method, these are the things that you can be looking at doing next. And so I think for other listeners to be able to hear that, because we're dealing with a lot of variety of projects and a lot of variety of journeys, it's going to be really great for listeners to go, okay, that's going to be relevant for me. And that's, I need to remember that for the future and those kinds of things as well. So yeah, I think it's just really It's really great. And I'm so grateful to the members who've said yes to this, because I know it can be nerve-wracking to come. Like I'm doing these podcasts all the time, and I've been doing them for, what is it, 7, almost 8 years. So for people who are coming on to be interviewed, it can be quite nerve-wracking. And then they're talking about something that's quite personal, sometimes quite emotional and quite intimate, but they are also doing it from a place that they want to be able to help others. And I think that's just tremendous, like that we have we have that kind of community in Undercover Architect where we all are really sharing a goal of wanting this to be an enjoyable experience for everyone. And I love that the members are on board with that.
Yeah, there's so much generous sharing, isn't there? Yeah, beautiful. And so it'll cover different projects, new builds, renovations, passive houses, or, there'll be a variety of different projects.
Yeah, most definitely. We've got members who are at different life stages, members who are doing their homes for different reasons, members who have got different benchmarks for what sustainability means to them, members with different budget amounts, members who are doing new builds and renovations, and in different locations as well. So it's really great to see the variety. And in the process, we've also got members who've got different skill sets. They come from different careers. They come from, they've got different individual kind of resources and knowledge before they've stepped into the project. And then how they go about learning and tackling things also varies. And I mean, it is that thing we're finding that there's a fair few people who have been a member of Home Method since like 2021, 2020, and they're only just now getting their project going. And then others who like joined only months ago and they're getting their project going. So it's been really interesting to see also how the different pace works for people, how people kind of are navigating their projects at that different pace. And so, yeah, I think there's going to be enough variety in there, I think, for listeners to be able to resonate with different information in really helpful ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, projects, they're so different, aren't they?
Yes, I think it's going to be really awesome to see what stories we can bring to the podcast and how that's going to help homeowners. And I think too, it's been really interesting for me, having had those nerves about sharing these stories and about what the perception might be from those outside of Home Method. Because I do think that people can think, look, I'm going to join Home Method and it's going to solve all of my problems. And it's going to mean that my project just goes without a hitch from start to finish, totally fine. They can have those expectations of it, which I can totally understand. I think that what it's going to help them see is it's that whole thing of, like you said, at the very beginning, you think that there's one kind of path, or you think that there's one kind of content piece or one piece of information that you're seeking. And then it's only when you start actually researching and educating yourself, you realize that actually, no, that was not going to be the solution to my problems. I can see now that this is going to be what I actually need. And it's that whole thing about what I see people think that they need and want at the beginning of their project, versus what I actually know makes the difference to creating a successful project. And so I think that sharing these stories on the podcast is going to illuminate that for people as well, perhaps uncover and disrupt some of that thinking of, oh, I thought that this is how I needed to get prepared for my project, but I'm now seeing that actually this is what I need to be doing and thinking about instead. And so I think it's going to be really awesome. And I can't thank you enough, Caroline, for the role that you've played in loving our members and how you've come into community and really embraced your role in supporting them to improve their learning experience, to improve their project journey, really driven, as you said earlier, by that motivation that you want everyone to enjoy their project like you did. And I want to thank you too for coming on the podcast to have this conversation with me. I know that this is not something that you regularly do either.
No, it's certainly not. But yeah, thank you for having me. I've loved being here, and yeah, I love highlighting how Home Method makes such a difference in people's project journeys. And yeah, thank you. I think on behalf of the community, thanks, Amelia. We'd be in a very different position without what we've learned from Undercover Architect and Home Method.
Thank you, Caroline. That's really kind of you. So stay tuned, obviously, for these episodes coming out on the podcast. We will have other episodes happening in between, of course. Let us know what you think of these stories and follow along. Super excited to be able to share these with you. And as I said earlier, very, very, very grateful for the members who've willingly agreed to appear on the podcast. I know that you sharing your stories is just going to be amazing for helping other homeowners and improving the industry and homeowner experience generally. So thanks so much. And thanks again, Caroline. Really great to have you here. Oh, I do hope that you enjoyed meeting Caroline and learning more about her, her project, and also her insights being on the inside of our membership community and supporting homeowners in their project journeys. I'm super grateful to Caroline for coming onto the podcast to have this conversation. And I'm also super grateful to the rest of my team at Undercover Architect. They really do an amazing, I'm so well supported in being able to deliver what we do. And, you know, the team just does an incredible job and really loves the Undercover Architect community and particularly our members. And, you know, it's all about us helping and teaching you how to get it right in your future home. And I do not do this alone. So it's, I want to send a great big thank you to the Undercover Architect team. Now, as you heard me say in our conversation, I'm also incredibly grateful to the Home Method members who are going to be sharing their stories in upcoming episodes. My hope is that you, as a listener, are going to find it incredibly helpful for your own project journey and for the home that you create. Now, remember, if you'd like to grab a full transcript of this episode, and I've also got some other helpful links for you there, you can find all of that by heading to www.undercoverarchitect.com/312. That's the numbers 312. As always, thank you for tuning in and for letting me be your secret ally. Until next time, bye. Just a reminder, all content on this podcast is provided by Undercover Architect for reference purposes and as general guidance. It does not take into account specific circumstances and should not be relied on in that way. You should seek independent verification or advice before relying on this content in any circumstances, including but not limited to circumstances where loss and damage may result. The views and opinions of any guests on the podcast are solely their own and may not reflect the views of Undercover Architect. Undercover Architect endeavours to publish content that is accurate at the time it is published, but does not accept responsibility for content that may or has become inaccurate over time.